Helmet, I'm here.
Hey, Rudy.
I didn't miss anything, did I?
No, the program hasn't started yet. You didn't say anything to anyone, did you?
No, of course not. But my mother still doesn't trust you.
What? Why?
The Lord Lister Detective Agency.
That was 5 years ago.
I know.
Is she ever going to let me forget it?
Maybe when you're 50.
Afraid I'm going to lead you into more danger. Is that it?
Something like that.
The only thing dangerous about listening to the radio is getting caught doing it. And that is not likely to happen to two such clever detectives as us. Besides, I only listen late at night after Oma and Opa are in bed anyway.
Even if they did find out, it's not like they'd turn you into the Gestapo.
Of course not. I mean, I am their favorite grandchild, but all the same, let's not put that theory to the test.
Where is the radio anyway?
I keep it in this trunk of old baby clothes. No one's likely to be needing those for a while.
Good thinking.
Here it is.
It's beautiful. Not like the tiny people's receivers the government gives out.
Rudy, I am shocked. Why on earth would a good German want to listen to anything other than what our dear Nazi government wants us to hear?
I still can't believe your brother left a shortwave radio here for you to use.
As a matter of fact, he hid it in the closet and made me promise not to touch it until he comes home on his next leave.
That sounds more like Gerhard. I have missed listening to those great American songs, though.
Midnight and roses always make me dream of you.
Guten Abend, Herr Professor. Sorry to interrupt your little concert there.
Carl, come in.
Wait a minute. What's Rudy doing here?
Rudy's in on the secret I'm about to share with you.
I'm friends with Helmut, too.
It's just that I don't usually socialize with kids.
You're only 2 years older than me.
Well, there's a big difference between 15 and 17.
Helmut's only 16.
There's a big difference between 15 and 16, too. By the time you're Helmut's age, you'll be yet another case of innocent childhood lost to the harsh realities of the adult world. So enjoy it now, kid.
Kid?
Oh, now the kid is mad.
All right, you two. I didn't bring you here to fight.
Come on, Herr Professor. What did you bring me here for anyway?
I just thought you might want to get a closer look at this beauty.
So this is the radio you told me about? What have you been listening to? Do you get any good dance music on it? Well, come on. You two look as though you were about to explode.
It is not just any radio. It has shortwave.
Shortwave? How far can you hear?
Far enough.
It's 10 o'clock, Helmut.
We want you to hear our favorite program.
This is BBC London. Here is the German news broadcast.
Turn it off!
What's the matter, Carl? You're not scared, are you?
Are you too crazy? Listening to dance music illegally is one thing, but listening to enemy broadcasts is treason.
The British are not our enemies.
Look, Herr Professor, I think this Allied propaganda has gone to your head. Last time I checked, the British were dropping bombs on us.
But we are being lied to, and the British are trying to get us the truth.
You mean the British are the ones lying to us?
No, Carl. Helmut's right. Hitler is lying to all of Germany about the war and how well it's going.
Rudy's right. Every night at 10 o'clock, the BBC broadcasts a special news program for the German people to tell us the truth about the war.
But how do you know it's the truth?
They are the ones with all the facts.
What facts?
I've been tracking the news from both sides for weeks now. Whenever the German news reports a battle, it's all glorious victory for Germany and total defeat for everyone else. The BBC gives numbers, casualties, admits setbacks and defeats for their own side, as well as ours.
Tell them about the Ark Royal.
What's the Ark Royal?
Just a British aircraft carrier the German news claims we sunk twice.
Twice? But
see, even you should know you can't sink a ship twice.
Think about it. If Hitler was telling the truth, why would the government control information so tightly? They destroy or make illegal any information they can't control. Why would they do that if they weren't lying to us? Listen for yourself, you'll see.
Come on, Carl. What's the big deal? I thought you didn't like the Nazis.
Of course I don't like the Nazis. But that doesn't mean I want to risk my neck to listen to enemy broadcasts.
But they're Hitler's enemies too.
I understand that, all right?
Don't you want to know the truth?
Of course I want to know the truth. I just...
Come on, Carl. Are you in or out?
All right. Count me in. I can't have you two feeling superior because you know more than me, can I? But listen, you better keep your mouth shut about this, kid. I don't want to get arrested.